Okay, we're on page 21 of the scroll Shara B'Tochen, and it's the fifth comparison between the alchemist and the Baal B'Tochen. And as we mentioned previously, the idea here is to give us a frame of reference. You know, when you talk about, oh, if you have B'Tochen, you have this benefit, this benefit, this benefit, this benefit, but the best teaching and the best conceptualization of something is when there's a comparison, right? I need to take it to an extreme. I remember when my twins were born, the young, I couldn't tell the difference between them unless I saw both of them together. But one separately, you couldn't tell. When you have a comparison, then you could already, you know, notice the slight differences. So that's why he's always giving a comparison between the alchemist and the Baal B'Tochen. The alchemist in those days, it seems, we've mentioned this, seems to be like the ultimate gear. That was, if you could turn copper into silver and silver into gold, then you got it made. And it sounds from the Mefarshim that he was a fake. It wasn't, he was really doing real gold, but it was enough to make a lot of money. You know, he had this fake product that was, so we're comparing him in the different aspects of B'Tochen. It says Achamishi Shabal Hakemio Tachas Yiro Vofachad Al Melachtoi Min Hagodol Val Hakotn Shavon. A Baal Kemio who has raw materials and secret formula to create this gold, be it whatever it is, is always afraid that people could hurt him. The work that he's doing, him personally. Because he has something that they would want. He has this wealth. He has this formula. So he's living always in fear, because what he has is not just completely safe and completely just him. V'habitech belikim, but one who puts his trust in Hashem, yiruhu hagedolim v'nichbadim bnei odom. To the contrary, not only does he not have to be afraid of anyone, because Hashem is there with him. Hashem is in control. He has nothing to be afraid of. But people are afraid of him because he has power. And I think it's kedai to stop for a moment to talk about the power that B'Tochen gives us. I don't like to get personal, but I tell people, you know, I think I must have been born with a fair amount of self-confidence. But I know that if I feel any confidence today, it's because I feel with Hashem, you can do anything. There's nothing that can't be done. There's no obstacle he can't scale. There's nothing that's too difficult for him. He has nothing to be afraid of. He's lacking nothing. And when we put our confidence in him, we become super stronger human beings. Because, you know, with him on my side, there's nothing I can't do. So it really enhances our own humanity, enhances our own sense of nothing to be afraid of, and it gives us power, because I know where my power comes from. And I think that's a very, very important point to keep in mind. It has a lot of ramifications. He says, even animals and stones search out to service his desire. Just as it says in the Mizmor, Yeshua B'Seser Elyon Alach Risoi. If you read that whole thing, it's a person who puts himself in the shade, in the shadow, under the refuge of Hashem, then everything in the world goes his way. He has nothing to be afraid of. He says, even the animals, he's not afraid of animals. You know, we have so many stories. Daniel, Begoy V'Arayos, they have this story about the Orachayim HaKadosh was Begoy V'Arayos, and the animals just like, no, nothing. They have this certain, because the Baal B'Tochen actually has this unique aura, which emanates from the fact that he has total trust. I don't know whether in terms of the animals, it's the, because some people say that, you know, if you have strong, like you show you're not afraid, maybe the animal's not afraid. That seems to be too natural. I think it's more of a spiritual thing that, you know, Hashem is with me and there's nothing to be afraid of.
What's the comparison that the alchemist...
Alchemist lives in fear.
And the other person, he gets covered from other.
No, you mean, no. What? No, he means more than that. That's the extreme. It's an extreme comparison. The alchemist has to be afraid someone's going to steal his secret, someone's going to steal his schoira, who knows what. And the Baal Bitochen, not only does he have nothing to be afraid of, but everyone's afraid of him. He has it all. He has all the power. He has. What's that?
What do you mean they're afraid of him?
They're intimidated by his confidence.
Well, maybe intimidated. Certainly they're not going to start up with him. They can't do anything. A person who recognizes that someone's about Bitochen, you can't win with him. It's, people, don't waste your time. He's not vulnerable. What?
It's funny that it doesn't talk about the guy himself feeling super confident. It doesn't say that I feel, since I'm Baal Bitochen, I feel super confident. It says that since I'm Baal Bitochen,
well, that's the only thing I could say is that that's push it, and it takes it a step further. Not only am I not afraid, but people are afraid of me. That's the best I could do on that. I don't know.
People perceive him as somebody who's can't move him.
You don't start up with a Baal Bitochen.
There's an aura about a Baal Bitochen that just.
Did I ever tell you the story? Again, one of my big problems these days, I talk too much, so I can't remember who I told what story. But there's a famous thing, it's well documented with Rav Eliashiv Zichrono Livracha, that a woman came to him and her husband was terribly ill, and the doctors in Israel decided that there's absolutely nothing that can be done. I mean, it's too late. There's no treatment. So she asked, should she take him to America for treatment? Maybe they said there's nothing that can be done, but who knows? So first he said, no. He said, look, the doctors say, that's it. There's nothing can be done. You have to accept it. It doesn't, you shouldn't go to America. She starts crying and she says, I won't accept that. My husband is going to live. I refuse. Hashem will not make it happen. I am confident. I know he will not go. And she started a whole tirade. He says, go to America. When should you go? Right now on Shabbos, be Machal Shabbos. So they asked him, 2 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago, you said, don't go altogether. And now you say, go be Machal Shabbos? What's going on? So he said, before he held it, there's nothing to do. The doctor said, it's finished. That's all.
Since when do we believe that?
What?
Since when do we believe that?
Was that?
Since when do we believe that?
I don't know. Maybe whatever they presented.
No, I possibly believe that.
I don't know. I guess it was such a state. There is. I'm just telling you what I wasn't there. I don't know. But listen to the punchline. He says, but when I saw her Bitochen, then there's a whole new Shaila. He says, now he's going to live. Now you have to go. It's Pikuach Nefesh. You got to get the best treatment. The doctors here say they can't do anything. You got to go to America. When do you have to go? Shabbos, because it's Pikuach Nefesh. So that's the Bitochen. No, but it's interesting how Bitochen will change even the Halacha L'maisa. Now it's the new Shaila. She's full of Bitochen. And Mamre sent him to be Machal Shabbos. So anyway, just a thought. Okay. Goyimer, v'shesh tzoras yatzilecho, u'v'sheva lo yiga b'choro. From 6 tzoras he will save you, you Baal Bitochen, and 7 will not even reach you. B'ro'ov poducho mimoves. And in a time of famine, he will save you from death. Ad sefo inyan, until the end of the inyan. So this is it. The Baal Bitochen has nothing to be afraid of. Everything is taken, is protected, and he fears nothing. And it's other Abba should be afraid of him, animals, everyone, because he's the Baal Bitochen. It's interesting in this Yesha B'Seser Elyon that he quotes. That's the famous thing we say at Shabbos morning. It's in Kriya Shma Lamita. One of the pesukim there is very interesting. I mean, they're all interesting, but one pasuk: Yipol mitzidcho elef uravova miminecho elecho lo yigosh. 1,000 will fall on one side. No, excuse me, the other side. I guess 1,000 will fall on one side, and 10,000 on your right side, elecho lo yigosh. It won't touch you. In other words, we live in a world where when we live with teva, we assume if something's happening, it's happening to all of us. We're in this together. We're in the car together. We're in the bus together. We're in the train together. We're in the plane together. We're in the house together. If something, no. Yipol mitzidcho elef. 1,000 people can fall on one side. And 10,000 on the other side. Elecho lo yigosh. Won't touch you. Everything is dependent upon individual Ashkocha Protis, and the Baal Bitochen can be in a situation where around him, everything is devastation. A lecha lo yigosh, it won't touch
him. Is it possible for someone to be saved in the skos of that Baal Bitochen that he's with?
I don't know the answer to that question.
What? Is it the opposite?
No, it's the opposite. For example, when I'm going on a flight and I see like a bunch of
you feel better.
Tzaddikim on there.
Okay, good. That's a very natural feeling. But Lamaisa, if you don't see anyone, you should also know that you're okay. You'll be protected. But in terms of what you just said for someone else, I don't know exactly how that works, but I do know that bitochen does help for other people. How do I know? We say tehillim for sick people. Most of the kapitlach, most of the things that we say are not requests for a refuah. Shilam alos esoyinu meyayin yovo ezri. Ezri mi mashem. That's not a request. Those psukim are chizuk in bitochen. Then we make a mishaberach because of the tehillim that we said this person should have a full shlema. So we see that tehillim is a chizuk and bitochen. We grow in our bitochen when we say those psukim, and we ask that strength in bitochen should be a refuah for the person. So we see that bitochen can help for somebody else. In this particular situation, I don't know if they had bitochen for someone else, but just because it's with the baal bitochen, I don't know. Okay. Okay, can we move on to the next one? Bahashishi, the sixth difference. Shabal Hakemia, Eino Botuch Mecholoim Vehamadvim. Shabal Arvin Olav Simchosim Oshwe. Says the Baal Kemia is a rich man. We're making all this copper into gold, into silver, into gold, tons of it. He's doing great. The only thing is, he's not sure he's not going to get sick, that there's no plague, that there's no illness, that there's no difficulties are going to befall him. Shema Armavin of Simchosim Oshwin. And they interfere with his ability to enjoy his wealth. You know, he has wealth. He's amassed this massive wealth through his Kamiya, through his alchemy, but he could get sick and he doesn't enjoy anything. You know, this wealth is not an insurance policy against difficulties in life. So he says, "Ve'eino manichim oisa lehonos mimash yeshle." He can't enjoy it, and they don't let him to enjoy. Yeshli, I have so much, and I can't enjoy it. Very wealthy real estate person who didn't have cash. I once was talking to him about a donation. So basically he said to me, Mekendeshes and Siegel, you can't eat bricks. He says, I got a lot of bricks. You can't eat bricks, you know. You need cash. You can have, and today, unfortunately, I don't know today, but the recent Kufas, there are people that are buildings and buildings and buildings. If they have mortgages, they're finished. If the mortgages are paid, okay, but they got a lot of bricks. You know, the bricks are bricks, so you can't eat the bricks. Anyway, so he can have wealth and he won't be able to enjoy. Number 1, the one who has bitochen in Hashem, he doesn't have to worry about getting sick. He has bitochen that he won't get sick. There, Elo, and this is very interesting, Elo al derech hakaporo, either as an atonement for an avera, sometimes that happens. So the baal bitochen, he says to himself, so let's analyze that from, or let's do the next one first. Or derech hatmura, or as an exchange. We'll see what both of these mean. It's very, very significant. So what's the pshat? He said like this, I have bitochen, no, not worried about getting sick. If I do get sick, so first of all, you'll answer, what do you mean if he does get sick? If he's going to have bitochen, so he's not going to get sick. Elma, he doesn't have bitochen, so he's not about bitochen. So what are we talking about? So firstly, I think we have to understand that he has bitochen.
He's not worried about getting.
He's not. No, Baal Bitochen. No, the Baal Bitochen has a Baal Bitochen.
If he gets sick or if he doesn't get
wait,
sick.
Wait, no. Pashtus, the Baal Bitochen has the the ability to ward off any sickness. So Pashtus, he's not going to get sick. I'm Batuach, I'm not going to get sick. That person is Batuach.
It's not true. What? Sick is not a
what? Wait. Let me like put it on the table.
As a lead up to, from the previous one, for sure not, because the previous one that said the Chayes Barabad Mibashim Batzono, nothing's going to be able to get there.
Okay.
Why are we going to be able to get there? It's Baal Bitachon, according to them.
Yeah, in other words,
the previous one shows that you can't, you, if you have Bitachon, you're not going to get
there. That's right. That's right, yeah.
But I think the fear of the Kamiya is that his function and his focus in life is will not be appreciated or be able to be appreciated because he's getting sick. A Baal Bitachon, who's not totally in the alchemy or in that value, his matzev is not viewed as a chisaron, as he's saying here. It's part of whether it's a tamura or a kapara.
Yeah.
So he's not inhibited by it.
No, but I think the first step is so he says
it doesn't say that the alchemist is going to get sick and not enjoy. He's always afraid.
He's always afraid.
Whether he gets sick or doesn't get sick is not a worry. Because this is saying that not that he's not gonna get sick, just that if he does, he won't be concerned.
So let me tell you what I think it means. So let me just say what I think it means, and then we'll see. I think it means like this. The Baal Bitochon, what is the Baal Bitochon? See, this is a very important point. This is critical. David HaMelech taught us in Kapitel Yud Gimel what the definition or the process of Bitochon is. The end pasuk says, famous, we say it every day in Shachris, Bani b'chastecho botachti yogei libi b'shuasecho. I trusted in your kindness, and because of that, I know that I will rejoice in the Yeshua. Meaning like this, you can't trust directly in the Yeshua. I am sure that the Yeshua is coming. Why? On what basis? Where'd you get that from? And maybe the Yeshua is not supposed to come. Maybe you're not so worthy to get the Yeshua. Maybe there's other things. So you don't start with trusting the Yeshua. You don't start with trusting, I'm not going to get sick. I trust the Chesed Hashem. Just your chesed. I know everything you do is chesed. Now, that leads me emotionally to be confident because you're all about chesed, that I'm not going to be worried about you doing anything negative to me because I trust your chesed. Memele yogei libi, it's a lotion osim, future, and my heart will rejoice in the Yeshua because I am confident in your chesed. Everything about you is chesed. You created the world only to do chesed. Your whole existence, everything in this whole bria is all chesed. Therefore, the trust in your chesed leads me to feel a certain sense of confidence that you're going to help me. However, and this confidence gives a person menuchas hanefesh. But the menuchas hanefesh of the boiteach is very unique because the menuchas hanefesh doesn't even allow him to be afraid if it doesn't work. Why? Because I have such trust in the chesed Hashem that even if it doesn't work, I know it's only because of kapora, or we'll see what tmura is in a moment. In other words, so I'm not afraid because I'm trusting in the chesed Hashem because I know he's all chesed. That leads me to be quite confident that it's going to go my way. There's going to be a Yeshua. But even the possibility of no Yeshua doesn't distress me and doesn't make me lose that happiness and that menuchas hanefesh. Why? Because I know if the Yeshua doesn't come, it's also because of Hashem's chesed. Everything is chesed. Therefore, I'm not worried. I know if in fact this will not work out, then I know this is a kapura. I mean, the truth of the matter is I have a problem. There are other things besides kapura and tamura. For example, sometimes it's not good for me. I'm so confident he's going to help me with this thing. And this particular thing is not very good for me.
What about the fact that sometimes it's good for a person to get punished?
Oh, so, but that's what he means, kapora. Well, that's the kapora tour. Let's deal with those first. I shouldn't have brought that in. So let's two things. So he says, I'm so confident in Hashem's chesed that I'm sure he's going to help me. And the possibility that may not happen, either maybe my bitochen is not as high as it could be, or maybe there are other cheshbonos, nothing scares me because I'm trusting in the chesed Hashem. So even if I get disappointed, it's not going to be a disappointment because I know, oh, a kapora, whichever year, the previous generation, no, a kapora, something happens, a kapora. That's it. That was the attitude because kapora means I just got rid of all my averas. And I had some pretty hefty ones over there. I just got rid of, wow, kapora, that's one. Or a tmura. What is tmura? He says tmura is something else. The Gemara in Brochus, the beginning of Hey, Davov, I don't remember exactly, says, Yisurim boy no love, what should you do? Person suffers, things happen, that are troublesome and painful and so forth, what should you do? Yafashvish v'maso. Says, look into your ways and see, Rashi explains, if there's anything in your actions that could be worthy or deserving of such difficulty that you got. Pish pishaloi motso. If you looked inside and you couldn't find anything, yitle bebitl Torah. Must be because you're not learning enough. So they explain, what do you mean? If I looked and saw, I didn't find bitl Torah either. What are you telling me now? I should have find bitl Torah. That wasn't happened the first time. When I looked around, if it would have been bitl Torah, I would have known. That's there it is. So the Rashi with the Marashah, they explain that it means that you could be learning more. Because if a person has Yisurim, we know Torah takes away Yisurim. So it's like the Yisurim are there that, to push him to learn more. Pish, pish, v'loy motza. I looked and I can't find another moment, another ounce of energy, another split second, even to be learning more. I'm at the level, who could say that? But there must have been once upon a time, maybe not today, I don't know, such people that can say, to the maximum of my koichas, it's not shayach even to learn anymore, even to get rid of the Yisurim. B'yadua Hashem Yisurim shel Ahava. Then we know that Hashem is just giving it to us. And Rashi explains that sometimes the great tzaddikim, Hashem gives them Yisurim, so he should be able to give them a greater chelik in Olam Haba. That it enhances them because they went through so much over here. They even though they had no Avera that could have caused this, but just to, you suffered. Now I have to pay you back. And that enhances their Olam Haba. That's, I think, what he means by derech tmura. An exchange. In other words, I'm getting something here, and it's hurting, it's painful, it's not what I had bitochen that I would get, but I'm not upset about it, because hey, you know what, I'm getting an exchange. The exchange rate is great. You know, I'm getting Olam Haba, getting more Olam Haba all because of this. So all these things, therefore the Baal Bitochen is not worried about anything. He has no worry, because he has bitochen, things are going to go well, and he has the inner knowledge that even Lu Yitzur, for some reason, he didn't get what he wanted, didn't have enough bitochen, or Hashem had other things in mind. That's also what is good, because I trusted the Chesed Hashem. However, if my trust would have been in, I know this, I trust this is going to happen straight without the Chesed Hashem, then when there's disappointment. He's finished. He can't handle it because I trusted I was going to get this and I'm not getting it. But if I trust the Chesed Hashem, then there's nothing to worry about. Because even if I'm disappointed in what I wanted, I know it's a kapora, it's a tmura, I know that Hashem has a cheshbon, which is all Chesed, and therefore I have absolutely nothing to worry about. So that's a very, very significant thing in terms of our menuchas hanefesh. I mean, one of the most attractive aspects of bitochen in society today is even sometimes more than what it achieves for us, just the peace of mind. You know, stress is the number one killer in the world. That's yodua, right? In illnesses, in psychologically, emotionally, stress is the killer. It kills you on so many different levels. They say, factually, statistically, more people die stress-related illness, death, than anything else. Menuchas HaNefesh, there's no stress. Because even the disappointment doesn't stress me. Because I know as Hashem has a chesed, cheshbon for everything. I think that's so much, it's so calming of the nerves. It gives us such a sense of a peace of mind. But it's very important not to focus, oh, I have bitochen, this is going to work. That's not the way. I have a challenge. Oh, no, I have bitochen, it's going to work out. No, it doesn't start there. You're starting in the middle of the posuk. Bari b'chastuch avotachti. I trust in Hashem's chesed. Therefore, because I have that bitochen, now I am confident that he's because I have bitochen in his chesed, I'm confident that he's going to give me the Yeshua. I think that's very important. And therefore, just one second, and therefore, if we face a challenge, the thing to focus on first and foremost is Hashem's chesed. You know, that will lead us to being confident. See, I'm sorry.
What's Rav always mentions in other pasuk? Shmor Ra'al Lo Yirav, Nachon Liboy Batuach Hashem. So there, what does it mean? Batuach Hashem, Batuach in His Chesed.
Yeah, of course. Batuach Hashem is the Midas Chesed. Yeah, and Batuach Hashem.
So, but anytime we say we have Bitachon Hashem, we mean we have Bitachon that everything He does is Chesed.
That's right. Batuach the Shem Hashem is the Shem. Shem Harachamim, Shem Hachesed. That's what we're trusting in, and that gives us the ultimate sense of Menuchas HaNefesh. Okay, yeah.
If you just go back to page 17, do we do that today?
No.
Okay, so we'll show you that. No, I don't know. I'm just confused. But we said at one point, Bitachon basically defends you from any bad, and then we're saying at the same time, Bitachon makes you reach a level that whatever you have is good. So I still don't get how you're resolving those two seemingly opposing understandings.
What's the opposition?
In page 17, it says, so I understand that everything that Hashem, any card he deals, I get dealt with too. I mean, anything that happens to me is because it's for my best, but it's not necessarily good on my understanding, but I know that it's good. And at the same line, he says, "V'tarkuba ilo b'menucha v'hashkei b'shal," and therefore you'll get whatever you need b'menucha. He just said, even if I don't get b'menucha, I know that's the best thing for me. Isn't that a stira in that same sentence?
Why? Well, what's the stira? I'm sorry, I'm not. I don't get the stira. What's the stira?
Page 17.
Yeah, I'm here.
Whatever Hashem gives him, because he knows that's the best thing for him. Even though in Mitzias it might not be, but I feel that it is because this is what Hashem is giving me. And that,
so what is the contradiction?
The tarpo ba'il b'menucha. What? It doesn't necessarily have to be the menucha, but I have bitachon. Even if it's not b'menucha, it's menucha. It sounds like he's saying Mitzias will be easy to get what you need.
He's always at peace.
What does it mean? What?
Whatever he gets.
It might not be peaceful in Mitzvah, it's just
that. But he's b'menucha, because he has bitachon.
Right. So that you say, so what? How does that fit with what you were saying before? Bitachon defends you from anything bad, versus bad happening, but for you it's good, because you have bitachon.
But it does both.
Same question we started off with before. I don't
know. No, it does both. It does both. The token definitely defends you from something bad. But if for some
there
reason.
Is no bad.
What?
There is no bad when you have bitachon. What do you think there's no bad?
My
definition is no bad.
No, disappointment. I want some.
But if a real Baba Tavon has no disappointment, because anything, because everything is good.
Again. Yeah, I mean.
Different level.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to do this. We're different level. On the highest level, you're right. On the highest level, there is no disappointment. The highest level, Chesed u'Mishpat Shira, it's the same thing to me.
No, I'm not saying.
But on a normal level, I want what I want. I want what I want. And Bitochen is going to help me get it. But there is the possibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his reasons for not giving it to me. But that doesn't interfere with my Menuchas HaNefesh, because I know that's also Chesed.
But the highest level is that whatever Hashem deals to me, I'm happy with.
No, that's the very highest level.
So. Right.
So good.
Now saying the highest.
First of all, we said last time, I think.
No,
in general, the Chavis Halavodah's sheet that Rabbi Saul Salanta learns is not talking to the highest level.
Right,
he's talking about his shtadlus on the highest level. There's no
reason. But in theory, the highest level.
So what? What if that's.
But now we're saying the highest level of Bitachon will defend you from anything that you feel is bad.
No.
No,
the highest level is the other one.
The highest level is I don't care what happens.
There are those who say the actual cause prevents.
Yeah, that's not the highest.
The highest level of Bitachon could make any gzera good.
If
you believe it's going to happen,
That's good.
This is the highest level.
Yes.
To sell your lottery ticket that's worth $1 million.
Yeah, yes.
For $750,000, that's not the highest level. Because if you really believe that you're going to win,
that's right. But not the highest level. Highest level is there's a whole new level. Forget that. You mean in this Bitachon that you're going to get what you're going to get, the highest level in that is to be 100% sure that you're going to get it. Put it that way. It's in this 100% sure. Now, I can be 100% sure, and that's a great source to entitle me to get it. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and he knows what's best for me, and sometimes he has another plan. So that doesn't, this, his point in this piece that we just learned, that's not going to interfere with my menuchas ha-nefesh. Because I'm confident I'm going to get what I want. I'm confident. I know Hashem's, I understand his chesed. I trust his chesed. I focus on it. Well, I'm going to get it. 1 second. Ultimately, you may not get it.
I'm not saying what ultimately is going to happen.
No.
So in a vacuum, it is the highest level. The highest level of bitachon is you will get what you want.
That's right.
But we're saying the highest level of bitachon really is no matter, even if you don't get it, you're happy. How do they coexist? I don't understand.
I'm sorry. It's not true. I said, don't call it the highest. The highest level of bitochen and all the levels of bitochen is chesed or mishpat or shir, whatever Hashem gives me is good. It's irrelevant to me what's going to happen. Like Reb Zisha, they found this Reb Zisha poor, broken, sick, suffering. What does it mean to rejoice in Yisurin? I never suffered a day of my life. I don't know what you're talking about. That's the highest level. Yeah, Ari, that's the highest level. Now, in the lower level, in the next to highest level, there are also levels. How sure am I that Hashem is going to help me? So to the level that you're sure, that's the degree something's going to happen. But in that level of sureness, you don't have to worry about anything. Because I'm so sure, what am I sure about? The Chesed Hashem. Therefore, if it doesn't happen to me, if I didn't reach the highest in that category, if I didn't reach the absolute, forget the word highest, if I didn't reach the absolute bitochon that I'm going to get what I want, I'm not worried about that because I know if I don't get it, it's only because it's a kapora or it's a tmura or somebody Hashem has something better in mind, whatever it may be. So either way, the Baal bitochon has nothing to worry about. He has total menuchas and nefesh. That's the point. So we got confused with higher and highest. This
you could say like in a different way that we're, that's what I'm saying. That we're the Kurach and Hashem's chesed. But with the Kuach and Hashem's chesed, you're going to get something, then you could get that because you're trusting his chesed. But if Hashem's chesed says that it's better for you not to get it, it's a bigger chesed for you not to get it, then I won't give it to you.
But even that doesn't have to worry you.